pecan island, they catch on. But a nutria eats marsh.
Roots.
Yeah.
Strictly vegetation. But they don't eat the top of the plant, they eat the roots of it.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the plant dies. When they hang around in a herd like cattle.
Yeah.
And they hit a marsh, and too much time, that marsh is gone. They destroy it. Of course, I guess Mother Nature provided for that, too, because they'll eat some and leave some, I guess, but to go next year again. I guess they take care of their own. I imagine they figure, well, we'll eat this one, leave that one, and next year we'll eat that one, or vice versa, and then it'll grow again. But sometimes they destroy a marsh. I've seen them all over. Wild hunt, duck hunt, and they got them. You hear them in the morning, out there making all kind of rackets in the water, scaring the ducks away.
Have you got that kind of, any kind of animals that climb trees or anything? You know?
Possums. We got down here.
Squirrel.
We don't have any squirrels on the ground because there's not enough, you know, food for them. What we got is a few acorns on the oak trees, and there's very few oak trees left. You have no, very few pecan trees are left anymore. But you got possum here, you got coon, man, you got raccoons all over the place.
Yeah.
All about our. I got two little baby ones that was found on the street the other day. Little baby. Guy didn't want to run over them. They brought them to me. I like these kind of things. And I'll raise them till they're, you know, old enough to be on their own. And then I turn them loose and they go back about their business.
Well, you better watch those things. They'll get into anything.
But they're locked up. They're in a cage. They can't get out of the cage.
Yeah.
I had one as a pet. He had a broken leg. A guy caught him in a trap. And he brought him and said, hey, I caught your little coon. He was about 3 months old. And I had him before I closed this thing. He used to get on my shoulder, he'd steal my box of matches, he'd go hide on top of the ceiling. He'd go hide my matches, and I'd call him, they'd call him Moonshine. And I'd say, come here, Moon, call him, he'd come right back, come eat. Right, and I'd put some dog food in my pocket, you know, Purina dog chow, he'd come up and get his own dog. And he stayed around for a long time.
And those things will never stop moving. I mean, they move all the time.
Always got something to do, man.
Yeah.
They're always inquisitive. They wash all their food, isn't it? People say, oh man, not like a coon, it's clean, he washes. That's not why he washes his food. He has no salivary glands to digest his food. That's why he wets it to eat it. Because don't tell them, the old time is that. Mm. Oh, what's the matter with you? You know what you're talking about. I know what I'm doing. You know, they think it's a clean animal. Of course, at the time that he does put the food in the water, and washes it, wets it, it cleans it also. That's understandable. But that's not why he puts that food in the water. He has no salivary glands to digest it. That's why he wets it.
I didn't know that. Now, things that you'd find around a pond, you know, all sorts of, like, you'd hear these croaking at night.
Frogs, you get the frogs, but we don't have the frogs down here. We don't have the frogs that, what they consume it for frog legs. You don't have those big, we got those little bitty frogs down here. We call them rain frogs. Whenever it rains, you hear them croaking on that. We got those big, what they call a wart frog. You know, if you touch them, you get full of wart.
Yeah.
They got a lot of them.
Have you ever seen, you know, have you ever taken something and rolled it by him at night? They'll like a piece of bird shot or something like that?
They just stick the tongue out and
it's
zip right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But did you ever have a snake that'll get it, take an egg and...
Yeah, we call them king snakes here. And then they'll destroy a chicken coop. They come for them eggs right now. They're not, it's a whip snake. And they'll eat eggs too. But they're not a poisonous snake. But they'll destroy a chicken house. You got chickens laying. You don't get them eggs out of it every day. They're gone, but snakes around.
Yeah.
And that was a task whenever the snake was eating eggs for us to find the snake. You had to find it. Watch him. Take turns watching. Then he come out of there.
I never could figure out how they would get the egg down, how they would...
The system stretches that much, and then they just swallow the egg whole.
They swallow it?
Oh, yeah. They swallow it right now. Then it's digested in there, you know, and I guess the shell is... thrown up and they keep, I don't know, I really don't know what I study a lot about wildlife. I'm out in the woods a lot.
Yeah.
And well, over here it's in the swamps. And you see all kind of wildlife, you know. And I know, you know, little about all, I can go in and look at birds' nests and tell you what kind